All right, Rebbe, say good morning. Good morning, welcome to everyone. Let's begin. So we are picking up Emir Zashem today on a brand new Sif, a brand new Os. In Sif Kasatzad, we're picking up on Os Yud Ches. So the Rebbe writes as follows, continuing on this same theme as next. Remember again, this continuing from the previous idea that the Rebbe had constructed this notion that dynamic activity, avoda, takes place by day. Nighttime is really reserved ultimately for shena, for sleep. And again, the only time that one works, so quote unquote, at night is when he has to make up for time that he did not properly use during the day. We saw this dynamic in the Beis HaMikdash. We see this dynamic. The Rebbe explains this as when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam HaRishon that he puts him in the Gan, La'avda Ulishamra, to go ahead and to work and to guard. Working by day, guarding by night. So along those same lines, writes the Rebbe as follows. He says, if you look, again, I just sent it out on the WhatsApp chat as well. So if you don't have Tzidkas HaTzadik, you should have the PDF now. So the Rebbe writes as follows, beginning of Os Yud Ches. Kabbalah's Omach HuShamayim says, the acceptance of the yoke of heaven, the Arvis, that takes place by Ma'arif, Afa pi shator tlao tlao oso b'shchiva, mikom akom ikaro talui balayla gankin. So this is really quite amazing. Sarah points out, remember, the Torah, when it comes to Kriya Shema, doesn't say that you should say Shema by day and by night. Instead, what does the Torah say? You should say Shema b'shachbicha uvekumecha, when you go to sleep and when you get up. So the Rebbe points out that right now we're not focusing on Shacharis, we're focusing on Ma'ariv. Even though the Torah phrases the obligation for nighttime Shema as b'shachbicha, when you go to sleep, b'shachbicha, of course, is a reference to Laila. So therefore, again, the nighttime Shema, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, is said balayla. What does that mean? Rak shederech shchiva balayla. So why, if the ikar is nighttime, not when you go to sleep, so then why does the Torah phrase it as b'shach b'cha, when you go to sleep? Because everyone knows that the ikar zman shchiva, right? The primary time when a person sleeps is going to be at night. Ki ha-shchiva miyuchadas la-layla. For again, ultimately again, shchiva, sleeping, is miyuchad, is normally set aside for the nighttime. She'ino zman pu'ula. For again, remember again, shchiva means I'm not engaging in dynamic activity. And what time of day do I not usually engage in dynamic activity? That ultimately, again, is the nighttime. Afilu iika inchi diganu bayom. Even though there are people who maybe sleep by day, eno kari shchiva. Nevertheless, that's not called zman shchiva. That's not called the time of sleeping. Lefi shahayom miyuchad lekima. For daytime, ultimately, again, is set aside for waking hours. Dahainu avoda, which is work. So I say, so let's understand what the Rebbe just said. It's a little bit cryptic. So therefore, again, I have Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Even though Chazal phrased the timeline, the time frame of the obligation of B'shach B'cha, when you go to sleep, the Iker is not really sleep. The Iker is night. Because when does a person normally sleep? Person normally sleeps by night. So Chazal said, the Iker Zman Kriya Shema is nighttime. And remember again, we spoke about this earlier on in Tzidkas HaTzadik, where the Rebbe mentioned this idea as to why is, remember again, also, although in the beginning of Tzidkas HaTzadik, why is it that Chazal started with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Why not go ahead and start with Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis? So the Gemara itself asked that question. So remember again, the Rebbe pointed out this idea because the Iker Avoda of a Jew is to mekabel ol malchus shamayim, to accept the yoke of heaven, to create a relationship with God, balayla, at night, in times of distress, in times of difficulty. But here the Rebbe's loop kind of going in a different direction. We just said before, right, in the previous sif, that what is layla? What is layla? Layla, nighttime, is a zman for shmira, for guarding. Meaning what? Not a time for dynamic activity, not a time really for growth and movement forward, but a time ultimately, again, of solidifying what you have, right? La'avda u'lishamra. You have to grow, you have to move forward, you have to be an Avraham Avinu, but then there's also a time to solidify. There's also a time to concretize. There's also a time to go ahead and take stock of what it is that you have and make sure that you are maximizing. So you have to be an Avraham, but you also have to be a Yitzchak. La'avda u'lishamra, yom, work, layla, shmira, sleep. Says the Rebbe something very interesting. So what's the meaning of the fact that Chazal went ahead and Chazal created an obligation of Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim Balayla? Right? Let's think on this just a moment. I understand Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim. I understand what it means to accept the yoke of heaven, to establish a dynamic relationship with God by yom, by day. Right? That makes sense. Why does that make sense? Because again, daytime is a time for dynamic activity. Daytime is a time for growth. So it makes sense that I'm going to have Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim, which is the paradigmatic example paradigmatic example of growth by day. But Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim at night, it almost seems a little bit counterintuitive. Nighttime is Shmira, Lavdalu Shamra. Nighttime is Shchiva, sleeping. There's no avoda in the Beis HaMikdash at night. There's no dynamic activity in general at night. And yet, again, I have an obligation of Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim. So what's the pshat? So we'll say, so skip a little bit here. Skip a little bit now to page Membeis. To page Membeis. It's the next page. If you're following along in the PDF that I sent you, I'm just going to do one more. The Rebbe goes off on a couple of different topics over here, which you don't have to get into. But look at the small paragraph that starts, Ki Iker. Ki Iker HaShchiva Miyuchad La'is HaChoshech. Because remember, again, as we said before, the Iker of Shchiva, the Iker sleeping, is when it's dark outside. Va'ider Ha'ar Va'abihirus. And what's Choshech? What's night? Night is the absence of light, the absence of clarity. As who is shchiva me avoda, that is the time when you sleep from your avoda. He goes on virak lumishmra me amazikin shalavra kapanam averos omitzos kavuos. So we'll say this is very interesting. So this goes back to what we said before. Says the Rebbe. So what is this dynamic of shchiva? Right. What does sleep represent? So he says at the end of the day. Oh, just make sure that I didn't do something wrong here. Okay, at the end, I'm not sure exactly what occurred. Okay, he says at the end of the day, the Zman Shchiva represents a time of darkness and lack of clarity. Obviously, those two things kind of go hand in hand, right? The lack of clarity and a darkness. See, so now also we could tie this together. Says the Rebbe, what's the meaning of Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim? What's the meaning of Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim at night? So the Rebbe really says something that I remember again earlier on in Tzidkas HaTzadik, when we spoke about this concept, what we were showing was that day, the way the Rebbe understood is day represents times of good, times of accomplishment, times of dynamic activity. So it's easy to be Makabal Olmachu Shamayim by day. Nighttime is a bit more complicated. Right, because at night represents times of difficulty, times of tragedy. So the Rebbe understood that the dynamic of Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim by night is the notion of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in times of difficulty. Here the Rebbe is saying a little bit differently. You see, Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim by day in general, daytime represents, as the Rebbe has been saying, li'avda, growth, accomplishment, activity. Nighttime represents shchiva, sleeping, lack of dynamic activity. So Rebbe says something amazing. We sometimes think that we are in control of life. We sometimes think that we are in control of circumstances, right? Many of us live with that illusion of control. But Lamaisa, as we get older, we certainly learn that it is just an illusion. At the end of the day, I control very little in this world. Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim Balayla reminds us that it is the Ribono Shel Olam who truly runs the world. Because Layla in general is a time where I am not active. Layla is a time in general where I am not accomplishing. Layla is a time where I am in a state of Shmira. Layla is a time I'm in a state of inactivity. And what do I do in those moments of inactivity? What do I do? Ultimately, again, Kabbalah's Olmachu Shamayim. Highlighting the yesod that although by day I often think that I am in control of my life. I am in control of the world. I do Kabbalah's Om HaChushem to remind me that is the Ribono Shel Olam who ultimately is in charge. That, says the Tzaddik, is the dynamic of Kabbalah's Om HaChushamayim by Laila. Right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up. We're going to see more of this theme in Mirat Hashem and Sif Yotes. We'll stop here. Shkoyach.